ESPN 97.5 KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station,
which can cause cramping and diarrhea.
Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome in, sports mappers. It's the Usual Suspects. It's Harrison in for Nick. It's Barry. It's Joel. It's 1 hour left in the Big Show extravaganza on a holiday week here at spacious palatial Gao Media.
That's right.
As we simulcast 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. If you missed any of the first 2 hours, go back and listen before you tear us up on Twitter and text messages with stuff we've already talked about.
Yeah, because there's plenty of stuff to go back and listen to.
Yeah.
You missed a lot, including KBJ just tweeted and said, "Damn, dude, that sexy sax guy is so funny. Now it's stuck in my head." Yeah, I figured you guys, if you hadn't seen it, you will thoroughly enjoy sexy sax guy.
Yeah, that was very fun.
Yeah. All right, a couple of texts to get out of the way, and then I want to talk about another celebrity that cannot pronounce the word meme. We're going to get to that.
Jim Nantz.
Yeah. Somebody said, JJ said, "I took a 3-hour nap yesterday when you guys weren't on."
Appreciate you, JJ.
Yeah, that's good. Did you guys talk about that kid in San Antonio and Wagerberg? You were telling me about this. So tell the people what happened, because apparently...
So there's two teenage kids eating at a Whataburger.
Yeah.
And one kid's got a Make America Great hat on again.
Mm-hmm.
And they're minding their own business. And all of a sudden, the guy just walks up to the table, takes his full big drink cup, and throws the contents all over the kid wearing the Make America Great hat, rips it off his head, and then just starts like talking mess as he's walking away with it. And
uncalled for.
It's completely inappropriate and uncalled for, and it's out there. And then lo and behold, people start recognizing the picture, piecing things together. And before you know it, on social media is the house that's listed on his driver's license, the house that's listed on his arrest warrants because he's been arrested several times, and the different pictures from his mugshot to a picture that exactly looks like the guy that did what happened at Whataburger.
It's horrible.
Just idiots.
Yeah, I don't understand people. Again, it goes back to the fact that it's okay if people don't think like you think. I mean, you don't have to do something like that just because they're wearing a hat of a guy that they supported for president. It's I don't know. Was the guy, did they think that it was just basically he was being racist, or he was being an a-hole?
Yeah, I just think he was being an a-hole, but man. You know, it's like almost like someone said he was looking to get back in the clink. I don't know, for whatever reason, it was ridiculously stupid.
Yeah, El Jefe said I had bad Barbie, I guess, but it's Bhabie on my girls' jams playlist. That's the Cash Me Outside chick. She's a rapper. She's a rapper. She goes by Bad Barbie. Can we get some of that?
Are you serious?
Yes.
You're seriously going to totally put me through all of this crap?
All day long, baby. God. All day long.
Can't wait for FEF.
right?
Jeez.
Now, we mentioned the celebrities that can't get this right. And I would have never thought that the following gentleman would have never been able to pronounce the word meme. Older people have messed it up in the past. Jim Nantz being a perfect example. There have been other celebrities that have called it a meme.
Right.
And not meme. I will say when I first saw it, I thought it was meme, but I quickly learned it was meme very early on. Because it's like GIF, JIF. I mean, no one's going back to GIF, even though apparently that's what it's supposed to be called.
Instead of GIF, right?
Instead of GIF. But I'm ashamed at this guy for doing this.
Georgia to New York City, all the way out here in LA where I'm at right now. Everybody's talking. Oh, my God. Just do away with the NBA. You've got memes.
I'm sorry.
On Twitter.
I'm sorry.
With Adam Silver wearing a Golden State Warriors.
You've got memes.
What? No.
Chandler Parsons? You want to talk about memes and Chandler Parsons? Stephen A., come on, man. You're hipper than that.
I'm saying, that's just so disappointing.
I understand Jim Nance because the whole world is passing exactly. by after he gets by. Hello, friends.
He's old. Yeah, he's old.
Right.
Like, you don't, but a guy like Stephen A. Smith, you expect to be a little hipper, a little cooler.
He dresses hip and cool. The picture that they showed when they were talking about this article, he's got the tennis shoes on with the suit, with the right tennis shoes and all that stuff. He's, you know, like he's hip and cool.
I kind of feel like if you're going to scream, you have to be on point all the time.
I agree with that.
Like, because you're making sure everyone hears everything you say.
And he does do that, as we can all attest to in this office space.
You could, in this studio, you could hear him in the other studio.
Can you imagine if he and Patrick Creighton were in side-by-side studios?
Oh, my God. You know, you wouldn't need... If Patrick Creighton and Stephen A. Smith did a radio show, they wouldn't need microphones. They could sit in the studio, you could open the windows, and the entire city of Houston could hear them. You wouldn't need to tune in. You just roll your car window down, and you could hear them.
That is a fact.
Loudest two people in radio by far.
And it's not even close.
No. Not even close. All right, you want some? What do you want? I've got a couple of options for you here. I'm going to let you choose.
Okay.
We can either do the highest paying companies in every state, or we can do. I found this on Google, but it's basically what every state Googles for recipes.
I'm going to go with the company in every state.
Company in every state. All right. So there was a map of America that came out that showed every state. And what company paid the most? So this is the company that, I guess, it says we... So it's basically their, I guess, their average salaries for their employees or whatever. So 69 companies that listed the reporting of CEOs that paid the median employee, the median ratio was 235 to 1. So this is the average salary, all right?
All right.
The number one
was
in Jersey. NRG Guild pays $964,000 is the median salary.
Not any relation to NRG here?
No, NRG Yield.
Okay.
Nevada was second. Vernetics Holding Corp pays $562,000 to a technology company. California, Guron Corporation, $500,250 there in health. Massachusetts, Infinity Pharmaceuticals, $495,000. How are you? This is the average salary.
Life is good.
If you're curious, at one of those companies. If you're curious about Texas, they are ninth on the list, and it's Capstead Mortgage Corporation. The average salary is $300,000. They're a real estate company, obviously. Do you know how far that goes a long way in the state of Texas?
No doubt. What's Wisconsin? It's not Harley Davidson.
No, it is. The map is kind of small. Wisconsin is Aleti.
No clue.
Allete?
Yeah, no clue.
174K.
Weak ass. That figures.
Yeah. The worst is Wyoming, 91K.
Oof.
Everybody's out here passing out big bucks. And, oh, no, I'm sorry. Rhode Island's at 90K with Textron. But Wyoming is 91K. Cloud Peak Energy.
I thought Rhode Island was a pretty ritzy area. In and around Rhode Island.
I did too. I would have thought the money would have been higher. Okay, I stand corrected. There is a lower one. I was looking. I was scanning the map here. Alaska, believe it or not, is the lowest. The North Rim Bank pays on average $60K a year. So I'm not moving to Alaska.
Nope.
If that's the average, because I'm obviously making below average now. Definitely not going to my plans of buying a big plot of land in Wyoming and moving out there. May have to hang that up as well.
It's a good look for you. I think you should go for that.
What?
Live out in Wyoming.
Not now.
I know that's what you want to do, and I still don't get it.
But. I don't know. I would be all right with just being away from people. That would be okay with me.
Just listening to Glenn Campbell songs?
No, not listening to
You're
Glenn Campbell.
You're a lineman for the county, and you live on your own land?
No, that would not be me.
All right, just checking. Yeah. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. Before we do that, I do want to tell you about everybody that knows by now my favorite furniture store, which is Gallery Furniture. I've been doing business with Max since I got to Houston, and for good reason, because the furniture lasts. All the furniture I've bought at Gallery, we still have, still getting great usage out of it. Still looks great, feels great to sit on it or lay on it. We've got bedroom furniture from Gallery Furniture, living room furniture from Gallery Furniture. You can too. They have three locations across the Houston area to better serve you. They have Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugar Land. They have the Galleria area, and they also have the mainstay I-45 North exit, Tidwell Parker, both ways. At that location, Max sits at the front desk, and he welcomes you into the store, puts you in the capable hands of some of his very talented salespeople. But anywhere of the three locations that you go to, you're going to get the same great deals, the same quality furniture. All American-made furniture, by the way, from brands like Stickley, whether it's leather furniture, upholstered furniture, or whatever furniture you need for whatever room in your house, Mattress Mack and Gallery Furniture is here to better serve you. That means that everything that they say is exactly what they're going to do. No backorder slips. You buy today, you get it tonight. Brandon here at the station, he went furniture shopping a while back. Everywhere else he went, the backorder slips were going to tell him that he was going to get his furniture within about 6 weeks. He went to Gallery, same exact furniture, saved a couple $1,000s on it, and got it the same day. That's the way they do business. You buy today, you get it within 3 to 4 hours. And the delivery people, they're very much customer service oriented. They're going to take away furniture you don't want. They're going to move furniture you want into, put into different rooms, all to accommodate you, their customer, because they're in Houston, you're in Houston. They want you coming back to Gallery any and every time you need furniture. And the one thing that Gallery says is exactly what they're going to do time and time again. Gallery really will save you money.
This is how we do. We make a move and act a fool while we up in the club. This is
to call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. We entrepreneurs innovate, create jobs, and put employees on our payroll. Then we pay payroll taxes, which allows the government to function. Without entrepreneurs, we'd all be in a soup line somewhere. Speaking of innovation, Patriot Software is disrupting the archaic billion-dollar payroll industry for 1 to 100 employees. Our customers usually rate us 5 out of 5 stars. We're scaling quickly and inviting accredited investors to buy stock in Patriot Software under Reg D, Rule 506C. Need a new payroll provider? Or want to own stock in the rising star of the payroll industry? Visit PatriotSoftware.com. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Keep your time and money.
Bernice was in deep trouble with the IRS.
I owed $25,000 to the IRS. How am I ever going to work this out?
She called Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm.
They always took the time to make sure that I understood everything 100%. It was like the easiest thing to do.
A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, Optima has resolved over $500 million for their clients. Bernice was very happy.
No more being afraid to go to the mail. No more being afraid to answer the phone. No further collection, no liens, no levies. Now I don't have to worry at all.
The bottom line for Bernice?
I'm now debt-free. What more proof do you need that Optima Tax Relief actually works?
For tax help you can trust, call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Optima Tax Relief actually delivers what they say they'll deliver. They went above and beyond.
Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Summer is here, and what do we do in summer? We grill. If you haven't tried this Zumo Party Time Sausage, I'm telling you, you are missing out. It's fantastic. Zumo Party Time Sausage is the perfect blend of spices, then hickory smoked 4 hours for a truly genuine southern taste. The Zumo Meat Company is family-owned and operated since 1908 in Beaumont, and it's been a top seller throughout Southeast Texas for many years. You will know why as soon as you taste it. You can find Zumo Party Time Sausage at all your local grocery stores. Just look for the Zumo's Party Time Sausage.
The Usual Suspects with Joel Blank and Barry Laminack.
It's become in vogue to pick on Harden and to poo-poo his accomplishments and what he can do and what he's done because he's been a bridesmaid
and
never a bride.
He's the best offensive player in the game right now.
I get it, but he didn't just develop into that. Dude, he's going to win the MVP this year, and he was runner-up two of the last 3 years. I'm just saying, I think it's just become in vogue to be like, Harden, bud.
Weekdays from 1 to 4 on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
White Porsche, white wrist, white horse, high. I do not sniff it to roll it. It do not jump
this
when I
This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and Sportsmap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
This is awful.
She said something about you bought that at IKEA. That's the big diss.
At least she could actually spit out IKEA and it sounded like the word.
Just catch her outside.
Catch me outside. This is awful.
Catch her outside, Joel.
There's your throwback Thursday. Just throw it away. It's a throw it away Thursday. Everything we've played today pretty basically throw away.
This is Bad Bobby. You don't know about Bad Bobby.
Thank God.
Which is Barbie, but it's not. It's, I guess, the Boston Bobby.
Okay.
I don't know. She's pretty bad at rap.
She's pretty bad at life.
Wow. Gonna go that
She's
route,
got
huh?
A lot of issues.
Gonna go the whole bad at life route. Well, that wasn't very nice.
Okay. Well, deal with it.
I mean, I'm not devastated by any stretch.
You're not disagreeing with me either. So
no,
let's move on.
I was not indeed.
What else you got?
Oh, you just look at me like...
No, I like the fact, by the way, OU Mike gets... I'm going to give him props now, too, because OU Mike gets text of the day.
Yeah, read that one.
Definitely, OU Mike says...
Because we were talking about the kids in the cave, the soccer team.
Soccer team, and OU Mike makes a very valid point. In a cave, soccer doesn't matter.
That's so wrong.
It's hilarious.
That is funny.
Glenn Davis would have an issue with that, but other than that, it's very funny.
He totally would. I'm trying to put these in order because I had to do these as screenshots. But I think you will be fascinated by these the different recipes that different states, like the most popular recipe that each state Googles. I think you're going to be...
I guarantee something in Wisconsin is fried cheesy.
No, you're going to be super shocked at what Wisconsin's is.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
I'm not. Okay, now it starts off with... So these are the top recipes that have been Googled this year. So this is accumulation of different recipes.
So in Texas, it's boiling steak.
No. All right. So we start off with Alabama, where the top recipe Googled in Alabama, broccoli salad. What? Right off the bat, I was like, first of all, no one in Alabama has ever seen broccoli, much less a salad. How are they Googling broccoli salad? I don't even know what the hell a broccoli salad is. Is it just instead of lettuce, you use broccoli?
I don't know, but I don't
see it. That's just weird.
First of all, I don't see it in Alabama, but I don't see it in many places.
No. Next, Alaska is halibut. How do you not know how to cook halibut in Alaska? Isn't that all there is fish?
But it makes sense.
Yeah. It's
so prevalent.
Arizona Spanish rice. Arkansas potato soup.
What?
Yeah, kind of random. This one, no shock. California, quinoa. No shock at all. This one is a shock. Colorado, most Googled recipe, spaghetti squash. I'm out on the spaghetti squash.
Made with weed?
I don't know. Connecticut is quiche.
Okay.
Very uppity.
That makes sense.
Delaware, baked salmon. Yeah. District of Columbia, crab cakes. Get
Rhode Island is cheese bread. If Delaware.
Florida, ceviche.
Oh, God.
Okay. Georgia, squash casserole. In Georgia? So, broccoli salad in Bama. And squash casserole in Georgia.
I'm trying to think of like what would be more apropos in Georgia. Like, are you known for? You're not known for beef, but you're in the South. But
like
you know,
peach cobbler.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Right?
Yeah.
Like everybody, or do you just know how to make peach cobbler?
That's good, Paul.
Hawaii, show you chicken. No, I don't want to. Don't show me your chicken. I don't even know what the hell show you chicken is. Have you ever heard of show you chicken?
No, but I've got a lot of Hawaiian
friends
that
you seem educated. Have you ever heard of show you chicken?
No, I have not.
Good. That makes three of us.
Joey Chestnut would show you my wiener.
No. Idaho was a crepe recipe.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Nothing with potatoes?
No, which is shocking.
Right?
Illinois, Italian beef. The hell is that?
Ask Granato about
that. That sounds like when I broke down the Stallone porn movie.
Yeah, it does.
Which,
but you know, Granato isn't, he's from Chicago. Italian beef. And he's a big Italian food guy.
Indiana is Buckeye recipe.
Which should be Ohio.
What is that? Yeah. Iowa, this is sad. This is the, of all of the ones that I've done so far, this is actually the saddest. Iowa, hamburger.
What?
Who's looking up a recipe for a hamburger? If you need a recipe to make a hamburger, you should not be cooking in the first. Get your dumb ass out of the kitchen.
You don't need to be near heat. You've had so much corn in your day, you don't know how to make a hamburger?
You don't need to be near heat if you need a hamburger recipe.
That's awful.
Kansas is meatballs. I don't get it. Kentucky, what is the deal with the South? Vegetable soup. Has the South just been like, you know what? We're all a bunch of fat asses. Let's get some vegetable recipes going.
Now.
Louisiana, no shock here. This is the only one that has made sense so far. Louisiana.
Gumbo.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's the only one on this list that makes any sense. Maine is apple pie. Another one that makes sense. Maryland, crab dip.
Yep.
I get it. Massachusetts, haddock. Okay. Michigan is goulash. What the hell exactly is goulash?
It's like a beef stew.
Is it like Midwestern menudo?
Essentially, goulash is Wisconsin's version or the Midwest version of take all your leftovers and throw it into a pot
It's white people's
stew.
Menudo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Minnesota is a sloppy Joe.
I loved them when I was a kid.
You love sloppy Joe's as a kid?
Who could not?
This one actually might be the weirdest. Mississippi, the most Googled recipe, taco soup. What?
When having shells just won't do.
What? Yeah, did they mean tortilla soup?
Exactly. Taco salad, the hell tacos, is taco soup.
Missouri, go ahead and put them in the dumbass category. Hamburger.
Again?
Yeah. Montana, chili. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
They don't understand how the rest of us live.
Nebraska. Now, this makes sense because white people get a bad rep for this. But Nebraska, the biggest recipe Googled, taco seasoning. It's all white people in Nebraska. White people don't season our food properly. I get it. Nevada, chicken adobo. No idea what that is. New Hampshire is apple crisps. New Jersey is flounder. Huh?
What's Wisconsin?
New Mexico is pozole?
No, dude.
P-O-Z-O-L-E. I'm sure I said that wrong. I have no idea what
that is.
Someone's
going to correct you.
I've got to Google pozole.
I'm sure it's a pasta dish.
It does kind of sound like a pasta dish.
Yes.
New York, chicken cutlet. North Carolina, snow cream.
What?
I have no idea what that is.
That goes with your show me chicken.
Yeah.
That's your dessert after the show me chicken.
Snow cream. North Dakota, hamburger.
Oh, come on.
Three states Googling hamburgers. Ohio is sausage gravy. Don't do it.
Okay.
Don't. No. You already shot your. No. I'm not going to.
Okay. Anyways.
You already used your joke on the show me chicken. Show you chicken. New York is chicken cutlet. North Carolina. Oh, I just did those. Okay. Oklahoma hamburger meat. I don't get it. Oregon teriyaki sauce.
You're going to go all 50 states.
Yes. Pennsylvania asparagus. Rhode Island chicken parm, South Carolina chicken bog, no idea what that is. South Dakota, another hamburger. Tennessee hash brown casserole, which is really good, by the way. Hash brown casserole.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Texas tortilla soup.
Okay.
They got it right. Utah. Guess. Just
milk.
Take a guess.
Milk. I don't know.
How do you make white bread? No, zucchini bread.
Close
what?
Enough. Close
zucchini
enough.
Bread? Vermont is waffles. Okay. I get that. That's the syrup state, right? No, blue.
Oh.
That's the syrup state. Virginia salmon cakes, Washington pork chops, West Virginia meatloaf, Wisconsin.
What is it?
Guess.
I tried.
Go. What do you think it is?
Something with cheese and sausage.
It's meatloaf.
Oh, boy.
Isn't that disappointing?
Yes.
Wyoming is banana bread. I can't even pronounce what Puerto Rico's is. Guam is fried chicken.
That was racist.
And, well, it's recette de, I don't know. Temblique? Temblique? I don't know. Okay, this is the one that doesn't make any sense. Well, two of them. American Samoa is pizza dough. Not a pizza, just pizza dough. They want a recipe for pizza dough. The U.S. Virgin Islands, the biggest recipe, Johnny Cake.
Show me chicken.
What the hell is a Johnny Cake? Do you, anybody know? Okay, I'm Googling all these. I got to know what a Johnny Cake.
What is it?
It's a pancake. Who the hell calls it a Johnny Cake?
Someone in the U.S. Virgin Islands.
A Johnny Cake is a cornmeal flatbread. Just a pancake.
The cornmeal doesn't make it a pancake.
Get up. It doesn't?
No.
What does that look like to you?
Okay, I know what it looks like, but potato like pancakes are pancakes too, but they don't taste like a pancake.
But they're called pancakes. It's in the name.
Easy, Johnny.
Johnny Cakes. Get out of here.
All right, we got a half hour to go in the big show, and we're not going anywhere, so neither should you. Plenty more to get to in the final 30 minutes. And oh, by the way, as we're simulcasting on both ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1, be sure to realize that the Blitz will also take you all the way till 7 o'clock. As we take off, they will pick up where we left off and take you on home. So don't go anywhere. Much more of the show coming up right after these words.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Glenn Davis here, host of Soccer Matters. Now, the World Cup is here, and the games are going to be played during working hours. There's only one thing able to help us survive this catastrophe: our friends. With them, it's easier to sneak from your boss, make up excuses, and extend your lunch break to 90-something minutes. So here's to the friends you can always count on. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the 2018 World Cup and proud sponsor of Soccer Matters.
Bud Light Beer, Houston, Texas.
Steelhouse Poker Club, the place that had the biggest opening weekend tournament in the history of Texas, is back, baby, with even more money to win. At Steelhouse Poker Club, there's cash games every day with $75,000 guaranteed every week. $7,500 on Monday through Thursday, $15,000 on Friday, $25,000 on Saturdays, and $5,000 on Sundays. Single day tournaments are also available every day except Saturdays. Walk in with $100 and a chance to leave with $1,000. Don't miss out on all the action. Find out more at SteelhousePoker.com.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-294-0509. 800-294-0509. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-294-0509.
Y'all listen up. Let me tell you something about group meals from Rudy's Barbecue. It's got all you need for all the folks you gotta feed. Smoked meat, sides, and more. There's everything down to the tablecloth, just like the one that you see at the store. At a bridal shower, it's better than flowers. In a long business meeting, it'll pass the hours. It'll feed all the cousins at a family function. It's better than potluck at a church luncheon. Next time you need to feed 10 or more, call and order a Rudy's group meal.
Next in line.
Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot means the best prices of the season on new appliances, up to 40% off special buys. Like the Whirlpool white top load washer and electric dryer, just $5.48 each, over $500 off the pair. We'll even toss in free delivery. When it comes to appliances, we're pushing all the right buttons. Red, white, and blue savings now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 11th, U.S. only while supplies last. Gas dryer extra free delivery on purchases of $3.96 or more.
Napa Know How.
This week only, Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil is on sale for just $2.99 a quart. Wait, what? $2.99? That's got to be wrong. Let me fact check that real quick here. Well, I'll be a minivan's uncle. The sludge-fighting, long-lasting protection of Napa Full Synthetic is just $2.99 a quart. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States Pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer available July 1st through July 8th.
What's a big city type of day? A day of delicious food in a family fun environment with nonstop sports on big screens. At Big City Wings, chow down on mouthwatering items like wings and waffles, loaded baked potatoes, and fresh certified Angus beef burgers. Enjoy big daily specials like 2 for Tuesday wings, half price appetizers Fridays 9 p.m. to close, plus unbeatable happy hours. And it's the premier destination for all sports, including the World Cup. For up-to-date info, follow at Big City Wings on Facebook and Instagram. Order online at BigCityWings.com and make it a big city type of day.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and Sportsmap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hot. Welcome back to the final half hour of The Usual Suspects. On
damn it, Harrison,
ESPN,
you got to warn me. Can't just be putting our business out there.
Sportsmap 94.1.
Joel's over here spelling names wrong, or words wrong, and I'm putting his business out there now because you didn't tell me we were going
I
hot.
I asked you how to spell it.
And
you
what,
didn't tell
and what
me.
Was my response?
So I took a shot at it. It looked right. My computer didn't correct it. And then we come back and you're hot. And you're, you spelled it wrong. That's nice.
Could have Googled it.
Not that much time. I'm trying to be responsive to the listeners during the break.
Let's get this call in. What is this going to be about? Rocky?
Okay.
Rocky wants to talk a little NFL. Rocky, what's up?
Hey, guys. Long time listener. Love the show.
Appreciate you, man.
I have two questions. One is specifically for Barry, and the other is for both of you guys. Nick, you can get into. But one... Barry, I saw you a couple weeks ago at the Improv when you were hosting for those other two dudes. Dude, you were freaking hilarious.
Thank you, man.
Better than the other two guys by far. But I wanted to know when your next show was.
As a matter of fact, I've got one coming up July. Let me pull up my calendar here because I believe it's July 21st. Easiest way, dude, go to barryisfunny.com and my whole schedule's there. Yeah, July 20th. And July 21st is I'll be at the Joke Joint down south featuring for Greg Warren. So I'll actually be doing more time than what you saw at the Improv last month.
Okay, cool. Sweet, man. Thanks.
Yeah, come out, dude. I appreciate the kind words. Thank you. Thank you, man. Thank you.
All right. And the other thing was home team or cheer team that you root for aside, what is one thing that you're looking forward to this upcoming season? Doesn't matter what team, whatever, just... one thing that all three of you guys are looking forward to this season. And I'll hang up in this.
Appreciate you, Rocky. Thanks for listening, man.
Patriots losing.
Patriots losing, huh?
I love when the Patriots lose. I just do.
Really?
Yeah. Because I know too many things. I've been told too many things. And I just don't like the way they go about their business sometimes. So, like last year at the start of the year, Patriots running the table. What's more likely to happen?
Yeah, that is annoying.
Patriots running the table or their first loss happens after 10 games. I'm sorry they lost in week one.
Harrison, what is yours?
I'm kind of. There seems to be a little bit of weird buzz around the Browns this season.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of wondering and interested to see if they'll really be able to do anything or if it'll be more of the same from them.
So, I mean, just off the cuff, I'm kind of torn because part of me, I'm waiting on the decline of Tom Brady. And I feel not specifically Patriots, but I'm ready to see the greatest of all time start that downward trend. So I'm interested to see if that's the year, if this is the year that it happens. But... Most of all, I want to see what this crop of quarterbacks is going to do. As a whole, I want to see, because there was a lot of hype. I mean, we even talked about the Texans. Did they make the move too soon when they got Deshaun Watson on draft day? When we were like, oh, man, you could have waited till next year. You didn't have to mortgage the farm. There's so many good quarterbacks coming out next year. So I'm interested to see, because it kind of relates to Houston, when you can compare those cats to what Deshaun Watson did and like, all right, did they make the right move? Did they, by doing it a year early, did they do the right thing? Because they could have had one of these cats possibly. So that's kind of what I want to see is how does this new crop of quarterbacks that are supposed good to call. Be all so good, how good are they really?
But you really want to see the decline of Tom Brady.
I kind of would like to. Not, I'm not rooting for the guy to suck. I just want to see, because, man, sometimes there was an article that came out. I put it in our news and notes about Ben Roethlisberger where he came out and talked about the fact that he's not really doing a lot. He's really, more than anything in this offseason, he's trying to rest. He's resting his body. And his quote was, my trainer will get me as prepared as I can, but it's a fine line for what I can do at this age. And I think that when you get to a certain point, the fall off can be rapid.
Oh, we've
and
seen.
To watch Boston fans' minds explode when Tom Brady starts sucking.
And that's going to be weird because he can suck like really bad this year, and it's still not even going to come close to the ledger balancing for all the greatness. I mean, this is the guy that it's arguable, but it's getting less and less arguable, is the greatest of all time.
And I think there's no doubt now. I think there's no doubt that he's the greatest of all time.
There's still people that want to you know, debate it, but it's just between the numbers and the accomplishments and the titles, it's hard to.
Some other news and notes out of New England camp. Gronkowski said he feels, quote, refreshed and, quote, super ready. So much for retirement, right?
Means he didn't drink.
Remember when that was the big thing? Yes. Is he going to retire? And now he's all feeling great and wonderful.
He's going to wrestle.
Oh, God.
Wasn't he going to WWE?
I believe so. One more quarterback note from our news and notes section. Jacksonville, Blake Bortles, it said he has earned the trust of offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett. Hackett said Bortles' improved decision-making will allow him to be a lot more aggressive with his play calling.
So basically throwing against no defense right now at all. He's looked spectacular in making the right decision.
I think if you're the other teams in the AFC South or anybody else on the Jags schedule, you really hope Blake Bortles is aggressive.
Please
be aggressive.
Keep doing God, what you've been doing, Blake.
Just chunk it around the yard, Blake. Chunk it around the yard. By the way, I forgot to tell the peeps about the name game.
Uh-oh.
We got to do the name game thing, and here's the deal. We do the name game a lot. In fact, every day.
Yep.
And the way it works is we call out two names. If one of those names is your name, you try to be the first caller and win the prize of the day. Today's prize is a $50 gift certificate to St. Bernard, premier destination for all ski apparel, swim, and designer apparel with stores located in Houston, Dallas, and Austin. You can make St. Bernard the place you go before you go on vacation. Unfortunately, we're not giving away the prize today, so you're not going to get that $50 gift certificate to St. Bernard. We gave it away on the Charlie Polillo show with Patrick Creighton filling in. He gave it away to Kevin, was our big winner. Kevin from Missouri City. So congratulations to Kevin. Keep listening for your chance to win awesome prizes every single day in the name game. Didn't want to forget to do that. Got to let the peeps know.
Keep trying.
Bernice? Never going to be a Bernice in the name game.
No?
I would bet the farm on that.
Eunice?
Never going to be a Eunice.
Okay.
I don't believe so. You want to catch up on some texts?
Sure.
So, everyone, please start sending Barry pictures of belly buttons. That was from White Magic. That goes back a couple segments when I said my buddy. White Magic, I didn't say I had a belly button fetish. I said my buddy did. And I didn't say it was
But if it's an acquired taste, you might be able to.
I mean, it doesn't, like, there's certain fetishes where you're like, that's weird or that's creepy. I mean, belly buttons isn't one where, like, if you sent me a picture of a woman's belly button, I'd be like, oh, God, that's so gross. It's just a belly button. Yeah. I just don't, it's just weird that, like, and they stink. Why
Not
would
if you,
you
put queso in it? That would be weird.
What?
Just saying.
What kind of recipes are you Googling?
Chip
By bowl. The way, speaking of that whole thing, tons of corrections. First of all,
you don't know if they're accurate and right or not. It's just tons of people making corrections.
Oh, and also, it's not bad Bobby. It's bad baby.
No way.
Oh, my God.
Like, we didn't know.
Like I cared.
Either one.
B-H-A-B-I-E looks like Bobby to me because of the H.
And that's much
Barry,
cooler.
Here's the thing, though.
Yeah, right?
This is why you're just so dumb sometimes.
Okay.
I don't know if you realize this or not, but it's actually catch me outside.
Oh, it's not cash?
No, it's not cash like money. It's catch.
I didn't know that. Checking. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So goulash is like spaghetti, but with macaroni noodles, and people put sugar in it.
White people. That's you. By the way, differentiate, people.
Yeah. Barry, taco soup is the bomb. You got to make some. Never heard of taco soup in my life, and I'm married to a Hispanic chick. Which, also, pozole, never heard of that. It's a Mexican dish. It's like menudo that doesn't have the stomach lining in it.
I would have said that was Italian.
Me too. That was from Chris Householder. And somebody said, you married a Mexican and don't know what pozole is. Yeah. We don't sit around and discuss the food of our native peoples. I'm not like, hey, have you ever had broccoli? And she's not like, you ever had pozole? Like, we don't do that.
I'd like That's a not cupcake, how we roll. Two pozoles, and a loaf of bread over there, and you know who's going to pay for it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. Yeah, lots of folks corrected me on pozole, and someone would have guessed that beer bread would have been the Wisconsin most...
Not a bad guess.
Googled.
And sauerkraut, maybe.
Oh, God. Sauerkraut's the worst. And Angel Munoz and Connor both tweeted me damn near at the same time and said that list is false because they know for a fact the most Googled recipe in Florida is meth. Both of them said that.
I mean, Harrison and I were talking before the show. We're like,
about
anytime,
meth?
Anytime we talk about any story of just stupid human things, we always think the first state it happened in is definitely Florida.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it almost feels like time. It definitely feels like it. Shout out to Lauren Pope. She's going to come on the 21st. Nice. She's coming to the show.
Oh.
No. You are. You dirty, dirty man.
I didn't know what you meant. I'm just reacting to what you said.
You dirty
Thank
rat.
God it's the summer months and there's no parental pickup line.
Oh, well, I mean, she is married, and sometimes married folks do schedule their orgasms, so it wouldn't...
Wouldn't surprise me in the Pope-mobile.
So, I've got you down for a big O on the 21st, and then we'll take 3 weeks off.
In the
and
house of the we'll, Pope, you might want to schedule those
we'll
things.
Get back at it, right?
The Papal House.
Yes, and please don't Google Blue Waffle P. No. Randizzle out here telling people to
he
Google...
He looks for that every That's time.
His, yeah, his favorite recipes for blue... No, no, do not... Trust me. Do not do that.
Extra butter and syrup.
No. That's inappropriate.
Right. Well, you take a quick break. We got one segment left to go on the big show. Then we're going to turn over to the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7 o'clock. So don't go anywhere right here on Sports Map 94.1 and ESPN 97.5.
Answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Astros fans, tune in this Saturday as the Astros take on the Detroit Tigers. Pre-game coverage starts at 2:30 p.m. on their TV home, AT&T Sportsnet. Live the moment and watch every game, every pitch, only on AT&T Sportsnet.
The Charlie Polillo Show.
Astros manager A.J. Hinch, do you sense the bar being raised in this city dramatically on the uptick?
I love it. I love the pressure. I love the high bar. I love the overreaction because it means baseball is front and center. And come this summer, you know, I want fans to hold us to a high regard and expect us to win because we have one of the best teams in baseball.
The Charlie Polillo Show, weekdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on ESPN 97.5.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 67cash.com, and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
I'm Glenn Davis. If you like the global game, join me every Wednesday, 7 p.m. for Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. It's all things Champions League, Premier League, Liga MX, and MLS. The self-proclaimed best in soccer talk. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, raise your hand if you like money. All right, you can put your hands down because I've got a great thing for you. Steelhouse Poker Club, the folks that brought you the $100,000 guaranteed opening weekend tournament are back with a bigger and better tournament. It's a $500,000 guaranteed tournament coming up in October. Let me repeat that. A $500,000 guaranteed tournament in October right there at Steelhouse Poker Club, located I-45 North and West Road. Now, these are the folks that their original tournament, their opening weekend tournament, They get it. They did a $100,000 guaranteed tournament. The prize pool ended up ballooning to almost $250,000. So when they do tournaments right. So they're back. They've got more money for you to win. And the easiest way to get a seat in that $500,000 tournament, that's by getting in on their daily cash games. Those games run every day starting at 2 p.m. So if you're listening right now and you're at work and you're like, damn, I don't get off till 4 or 5 o'clock. That's okay. You've got time because they run all night long. So get out there. I-45 North and West Road, easy to get to whether you're coming from the north or the south. It's right there on the feeder, easy on, easy off. But get in on those games, get the chance to get into that $500,000 tournament coming up in October. Plus, they've got money that they just give out. They give it like $75,000 guaranteed payouts every week, Monday through Sunday. And it peaks at on Saturdays with $25,000 that they're giving out. Tons of stuff. They've got cash tournaments that you can get in on, single-day tournaments every day except for Saturdays. But the big thing coming up is that October tournament. So get in on those cash games. Get that opportunity to get that seat. If you need more information, go on over to steelhousepoker.com. You can find out the rules for that. And you can check out the whole, because they've got pictures of the 20 tables and the TVs and all that stuff going on. Steelhousepoker.com is where you get it. Steelhousepoker.com. It's steelhousepoker.com.
Wait, what was it?
You heard the man. Oh. Steelhousepoker.com. We got to get our tournament going with me, you, Nick, and whoever else so we can get you in on this. Get you out there playing some poker.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'd
like
there.
It's fun. Like it's really cool, dude. It's like it's a chill kind of experience. I mean, when you first play, you're a little nervous, but the more you get into it, the more relaxed. Then you're just hanging out and, you know, either you get real strategic or you're just having a good time and trying to win some money. So, good times.
Well, we got a little El Jefe sends us a little twist to the story we said earlier about the Make America Great hat Whataburger incident.
Oh.
Witnesses at the San Antonio restaurant told KENS-TV that he and his family saw the three teens in the video joking about hanging blacks and killing off minorities, but then they left before the actual incident occurred. But they said that the witnesses said that the kids said they wanted it to be legal for white people to kill any other race for the 4th of July. If that's the case, it's a whole different story.
Yeah,
people.
If that's true, but that's a lot
we'll
of hearsay.
We'll see how it all shakes
out.
Yeah,
I want to see the video if that's the case. A couple of texts, and then I want to get to this story because somebody came out and talked about what the Spurs are actually asking for from the Lakers.
Which is nuts.
In the trade. Yeah, we'll get to that in a second, but it's they're wilding. We'll just say that.
Yep.
Don't know if you guys talked about the Rockets. Are they going to make a move this offseason? Bro, that's all we've done is talk about the Rockets. How do you?
It goes without saying they've done a fantastic job to this point in the offseason.
Stop it.
Their front office is stellar.
You stop it.
James Harden is the MVP.
Being a contrarian.
And their front office is just, it's a well-oiled machine.
He's lashing out because someone called him out on Twitter. I don't know if you know him.
An a-hole.
Yeah. What, he called you an a-hole? Oh, he was an a-hole.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was name calling you. Did he name call you?
But again, because his mom raised the rent in the basement.
Here we go.
Because the fact that he really hates the fact that his mirror hates him, he had to lash out.
White Magic said Harrison sounds like his beard has BO.
Now, how did he know Harrison has a beard?
That's what I was going to say.
You sound like a guy that would have a beard.
I mean, my beard.
You sound like a hipster.
Twitter,
you know that, right? You sound like a total hipster.
He can't be looking at the producer cam, so.
Yeah, you do sound like a hipster, though. Plus, all the music you like, super hipster.
And, it's all your music.
Well, I mean,
we like Spyro Gyra.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't like
that.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, I don't think so. Do y'all think that Garoppolo will be as good as everybody thinks, or is he a bust? I think he's going to
all
be as good.
All signs show he is pointing in the right direction as opposed to that small sample size guy that didn't work out in Houston.
Exactly. And Steelers fan Juan said, I'm looking forward to see if Andrew Luck is finally going to show up big and how the Cowboys crash and burn, or how fast they crash and burn.
I'm not expecting anything from Andrew Luck.
Don't count on either of those.
Right.
Don't count on Andrew Luck showing up big, and don't count on the Cowboys crashing and burning. They're still a run-oriented football team that could get it done, so I'm not suggesting Super Bowl by any stretch of the imagination, but I don't think the Cowboys are going there.
No.
I don't think the Cowboys are going
there. Don't start that now. We're going to get all kinds of responses, and we don't need it.
I know. All right, the Spurs trade came out. And a gentleman by the name of Larry Kuhn was talking NBA salaries, and he was discussing what the Lakers would have to do in order to make this work. And this is what he said in talking to Spectrum Sportsnet. From what I hear, they're asking a lot, them being the Spurs. They're asking a lot. My sources are saying that the Spurs want Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, Kyle Kuzma, two first-round picks, and two pick swaps. They're basically just saying, give us everything.
It ain't happening.
So the Spurs are like, we want everything, and we'll send you Kawhi because we're going to lose him anyways.
And here's the thing. As I've said previously, even on this show today, the fact of the matter is the San Antonio Spurs are not in a position of strength.
No.
Because Kawhi's people are going to tell any team other than the Lakers, hey, if you don't think this is just a rental, then you're idiots. Because at the end of the season, we're signing in L.A., whether it be the Clippers or the Lakers. Regardless, we're not going to be with you. So don't give up too much.
Now,
so if they can, the Spurs are going to try, look, good bargaining to try and hold the Lakers ransom.
Well, you always start at the yeah, most,
but,
right?
I mean, you're not getting anything
close to
that. And then
you bargain. But now here's the thing. So you've got Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, Kyle Kuzma, two first and two pick swaps. Of that, what do you consider to be reasonable?
See, I don't think it's out of the question if you're the Lakers to give up Ingram or Kuzma.
So not both.
And Hart. I wouldn't give up both because Kuzma proved in his rookie year that he's going to be around and be a pretty good player for a while. But I can see two of the three.
So you're saying Kuzma and Hart.
Or, Ingram's a guy that everybody says you can't give up. But until he proves he can put some weight on and there's going to be something more to him, there's still question marks with him. But, yeah, I mean, I'd give up one or the other, Hart. And look, the first-round picks for the Lakers are not going to, if they're going to be what they think they're going to be, the value is not going to be that high anyway. I don't mind giving up the two first-round picks, two of those players, and calling it a day.
I don't know what they mean by two pick swaps.
Means you and I each have first-round picks. I get your pick, you get mine. But if you're San Antonio, unless you think you're going to turn it around in a hurry, you don't want to do pick swaps. It's your choice. You don't have to do them. But it would seem to me that San Antonio's picks are going to be higher than the Lakers.
I would think so, too. But I think that might just be hedging.
Pick swaps doesn't mean a thing. I'd just throw that out immediately. And I'd say give them the two firsts and give them two of those players.
If you're the Spurs, what do you settle for? What is your minimum that you're
anyway,
taking?
And you're going to let him walk in a year, or teams are going to, as with it being a rental, are not going to give you equal value. I take the two quality players that I can get and the two first round picks, and at least cut my losses.
Okay, so you're saying Hart and Kuzma plus two firsts for Kawhi Leonard.
If I can get Ingram, I want Ingram and.
Oh, okay.
If I can get Ingram and Kuzma, that's the deal.
Oh yeah, but there's
San Antonio.
Not
but if I can get Ingram and Hart and two firsts. It's not a bad deal.
I don't think the Lakers do both, though, do you? Ingram and Kuzma?
I don't think. If they're smart, they don't.
Yeah.
Because, again, there's no market.
Yeah. That's interesting, though. But, yeah, basically the Spurs are just like, give us all. Give us everything. Apparently they feel like they're in a position to bargain. So.
Yeah, if you were in a position of power, you say that in a heartbeat, and you mean it. And you stay with a hard negotiation stance. But all it takes is a quick look or any discussion with said third team, not named the Lakers, talking to Kawhi's people to find out you ain't getting him long term.
Yeah. By the way, congrats to you, Harrison. Jeremy on the stream said Harrison is killing it today with the music. Other than that, he ain't no Nick. But your music, which, listen, don't worry about that whole last part. Music-wise, you're killing it, so good job.
I appreciate that, especially, and nobody's a Nick. Come on.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah, probably good.
Okay, but it's us. It's always us.
Yeah. What?
It's always us that hates interns and hates the listeners and everything like that. And then every chance you get, you just
pick on everybody equally?
Yeah, well, I don't know about equally. Oh. I take more than most.
Oh, get out of here. You do not. I haven't picked on you in a very long time.
Good, let's keep it that way.
No, I think we're tomorrow.
No. It's, we don't need all that FEF.
It's pick on Joel Friday.
Super. Filling like, in for yay. Joel tomorrow will be Craig Koshkin.
We didn't get to it today, but tomorrow I want to do this police blotter. This police blotter is from, yeah, it's from, what the hell is their name? It's in Oregon. It's some little ass town.
There you go, screening again.
No. It's on my like
Astoria.
Daily. Yeah, Forest Grove.
Oh, close enough.
Yeah, it's Forest Grove Police Blotter in Oregon. It's hilarious.
Okay.
I would want to live there just to see all the quote crime that goes on.
Oregon's
pretty funny.
A beautiful place to live. I've lived there.
You can have it.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, you can have it.
Okay. All right. Well,
they just started pumping their own gas.
Why don't you head on over to Wyoming?
No, I'm gonna go get my haircut.
Cowboy.
I will. I'll see you there.
No, you will not. You will never see me there. But look, you will be the lineman for the county and the IT guy for the state.
Nice.
All right. We appreciate you all giving us the chance to entertain you for 3 hours. And we'll do it again tomorrow on an FEF Friday, including our comedian of the week with clips and a special appearance via the phone lines. So make sure you tune in for that. Until then, for Harrison filling in for Nick, for Barry and Joel, we want you to have a great evening and make sure you tune in tomorrow. The Blitz is next right here on Sports Map 94.1 and ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. No A.J. today. He'll be back on Monday. Jerome Solomon, the legend that is Jerome Solomon, filling in quite ably. Joining us now, as promised, one of my favorite guys on the planet. Very funny human being. Slade Ham. Part of the Whiskey Brothers, who will have the other Whiskey Brothers in here in a minute. Slade, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, it's good to be. You promised them. That's you make it sound so serious and official. I promise he's coming. You got me.
Yeah, well, then you weren't outside, so I had to go find you.
Oh,
yeah.
I went in here.
Were you doing autograph signings out there or something?
You have no idea how busy that lobby gets at 4 in the afternoon.
Oh, it's a little hectic out
there. Throngs of fans. You guys must have tweeted.
I sneak through the back because, you know, I'm kind of known.
Yeah. Come in like Crocodile Dundee walking across the top of the people.
Well, and, you know, there's women out there. That's probably what he was doing.
It's so many women. I don't know how you guys managed to pull this off every single day.
Have you seen us?
Yeah.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know how you guys pulled that off.
Well, first off, you're gonna be at the Improv tonight, right?
Yeah, I'm stopping out. We're doing a show, Humor for Heroes, first responders in town of any sort, whether you're EMS, fire, police, or military for that matter.
Cool.
Pop on out. Show's at 8 o'clock at the Improv, and it is an incredible lineup. So I'm stoked.
You go hit that Big City Wings before you go over there. It's
I do it every single time. I have a human weakness, which is, I think, all men share, the inability to walk by a wing place.
Yeah, and that one. We did a show out there a couple weeks ago, we do one about once every 3 months at a Big City Wings, and I swear, every time I go there, I way overeat. Man, those wings are fantastic.
Yes.
So yeah, that's my new thing now. It's like I'm going to go to that Big City Wings, and then when somebody's doing a show, I want to see at the Improv, I'll go to that. Or you got the theater right across from it if you're going to go watch a movie.
That's when I do it all the time now when I hit the movie theater. It's so hard for me to go on stage all lethargic. I'll get like 30 wings in me, and they're like, go talk for an hour. I'm like, can we do this on a bar stool?
You might want to cut your wing consumption in half there at least. You know, maybe 15 wings prior to the show.
You try and cut your wing consumption in half, and then you go.
I'm black, bro. We don't.
Exactly.
Wings don't make us lethargic. You know, that's a whole different
only 30.
Thing. I don't know what your problem is.
Lightweight.
If that one didn't make you wide enough, I'm looking at your, and we'll talk a little bit about your book, obviously. That should be an interesting thing. I'm curious about that because, I love to read. What is it? Until all the dragons are dead. That's his book, Slade Ham. But from your bio, the first thing that jumped out, obviously, and jumps out to most people, is you have wrestled a cheetah. Not even that important. Not even that interesting to me. Whoop-de-darn-do. But beating up a midget?
Oh, I jacked him up.
And to brag about it, there must be a story.
Okay, well, no, and I don't want to sound like I'm bragging about, like, nobody goes.
Yeah, it sounded like.
Okay, but nobody goes out and tries to get in 3/4 of a fight. Like, it wasn't a thing. But this little half of some bitch started, and it's. Yeah,
it's not funny.
There may have been some alcohol involved.
Boy, AJ needs to be here for this one. He'd get cut off the air again.
Has he moved out of the midget class? Is he still fighting?
AJ is banned from discussing
people, it's
right?
Not him. I'm the one who's banned.
Oh, that's why you're silent all of a sudden.
No, I have to call them little people. Actually, it doesn't matter anymore, but... that used to be AJ's nickname, and then somebody, the Little People of America, started a letter campaign against me for calling him that.
Oh, you know, I don't. I've heard so many variations.
See, I wouldn't use that word. I was reading directly from the bio, so it's a requirement. I have to quote somebody.
There was a moment mid fight where. So I know it sounds.
I know what you did.
Dude, like, you have to understand the amount of things, like how difficult. of a process that, like, because I got him in a leg lock at one point. I know that doesn't sound that impressive. Unless, have you ever tried to find a knee on one of those stubby little legs? Like, it is. And I had the knee and the ankle. And then my buddy Sam, and Sam Damaris, who's another whiskey brother, can vouch for that. He was there with me. And I, there was a point where the bouncers had me and I was being held back. And then Sam came out of nowhere. And this is not an exaggeration. He hit him so hard. He might have stretched him out for a minute. Like, there may have there may have been a moment in midair where he was not a midget. I don't know the legal limit. We didn't lay him across the top of a cooler.
4 foot 9.
Is that what it is? Yeah. I don't know. We didn't have a cooler like a trout or a redfish. But he stretched his tail out. That's a person. Okay? That is a person for the most part.
Why are you fighting this little person?
I was in a bar and it was 2 a.m. Picture 2 a.m. And we've had some drinks and we're playing this punching game that they have in the bars, right? Like, you put the little dollar in and the bag comes down. Mm-hmm. And I punch it, and from behind me, I just hear this voice go, "You hit like a..." And he just yells at me. And I turn around, and nobody's there. And then he yells it again, and then that's when I was like, you know what, man? I lunged at it. And here was the cool part, right? After it was... Because I admire brazenness. I admire attitude. I admire it when you think you are better than you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I yelled at him at one point, and I go, why would you think you have a fight, or why would you think you have a chance in a fight against like a grown up, right? And and then he goes, I'm in the UFC. Like, he says this with a straight, oh. Right. He tells me, I wouldn't have just done this to a person, like a regular midget. This was... He said he was like a special midget. Yes, he's in the UFC. But he said, he goes, I'm in the UFC. And I don't miss a beat. I go, there's a university for fantasy creatures? And then... And that's where all the trouble started.
Oh man.
That's how we got there. So I assume
he's not headed toward any championship in the UFC since you had him wrapped up in one finger.
It was, man, but the truth of the matter is, when that final lick came, like, I thought he was down. It would have knocked out most people. And he, honest to God, popped up like nothing even happened. Just, and then he clicked off into the night.
Wow.
And it was the most incredible thing I've ever seen.
You're not old enough. This is a little before your time, but I assume you're not familiar with the movie Penitentiary, right?
Penitentiary?
Yeah.
I saw Willow and Wizard of Oz and... We still talking about the same thing?
Same kind of story. Yeah, Penitentiary? Same kind of story. But in Penitentiary 3 specifically, if you were fighting Thud, you would be sitting here laughing as you're making all these little jokes about little people.
Is this on Netflix? Can I find this?
I'm going to
go watch Penitentiary.
Yeah,
does anyone find, I know in it? I'm going to guess no.
Nah, probably not. No. They're black people. That's a whole different thing.
Okay, I know black people.
Oh, you do?
You can't.
Oh, no. What's up, man? I know them too.
Probably more of them. But I'm going to watch Penitentiary. That's... I got a plan, Fred.
Just Google the fights and look at the Midnight Thud.
What page down on the Google search Penitentiary fights do I have to Google?
I bet you it'd be the first thing that pops up if you pull up Penitentiary fight.
That's
how classic these scenes are, I tell you.
And I've never heard of this.
Penitentiary 3. Penitentiary 3? It was a series.
When did the last one come out?
Oh, they're probably late 80s.
I was old enough for that.
Yeah, probably late 80s.
How old do you think I am? I'm old.
What's her name? No, I can't even think of her name. Jane Kennedy? Her husband. She was so fine that when they got married, he changed his name to Kennedy.
Okay. Jane, yeah. I've got so much to learn. I feel this is way outside of my depth.
Like I said, you know, maybe that was before. I thought it was before your time, though.
Penitentiary 4.
Yeah. No, Jane Kennedy was on NFL Today, and she did the pregame shows and stuff. These are the precursor to what we have now, where now they don't really put women on those anymore, do they?
No.
They say it's all guys and former players and...
Yeah, they're just on the sideline now. That's the only thing they let them do.
They force them on the sideline. They used,
let them do. Okay.
You get down there on the sideline and get pregnant while you're at it.
Look pretty. Just look pretty. Don't say nothing now.
Get pregnant while you're at it.
Is that part of the job description?
Apparently,
while you're down there?
I don't know.
Get you a little NFL baby.
That or be sexually harassed by Joe Namath. I guess you could do that.
Yeah. We got all these lawsuits with the cheerleaders suing NFL teams. I want to let all the cheerleaders know I'm with them in these.
Amen. I'm with y'all too. Exactly. If y'all need that's the shoulder right to cry on,
yeah.
Want to have a drink and talk about it.
When it comes to
I got
history, I'm going to be on the right side.
Amen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right behind them. Wait, I didn't mean it like that.
Hashtag me too. Is that what? Yeah. I'm right there with you. Doing God's work, Jerome.
This is not going to go well at all.
You started this.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
Sheesh. I got your back for real.
Oh,
wait a minute. That's a different cheerleader show.
Hold up. We're learning a lot about one another today, aren't we?
The Whiskey Brothers.
See, that's
huh?
also from Penitentiary 4. I don't know.
Yeah, that was all up in all the penitentiaries there. Yeah.
I seem to have a...
You got to fast forward through those
parts. To have a pretty good beat on the kind of movies you're into, Jerome.
That has happened to me before.
Whoa.
Watching a movie that I didn't know was going to turn into that, you know? I was like, wait a minute. That's not what I was watching here for the other hour and a half of the movie, you know?
Right. The wah-wah pedal on the guitar didn't tip you off. No point to that. You go, maybe this is a different kind of movie than I signed up for.
Hey, man, it happens. Sometimes you're watching, the next thing you know, two guys are together.
Fair.
Yeah.
Did you finish the movie?
Well, I've gone that far into it.
Plot committed.
Now, fortunately, it was like nearly the last scene or something.
We were just talking about that. What a great word, plot committed.
That nails
I'm stealing that.
I just wrote it. Owned it for about 24 seconds. You can
perfect.
So on plot here, we got Slade Hem here. What? Tell us about Until All the Dragons Are Dead.
The book is a compilation of stories from the road. I've been doing stand-up now for 18 years, and over the course of those years, now I've got, I don't even know how many countries, close to 56 continents. There are some incredible stories of just the stand-up life in general. I tell the story about the fight I almost got into with Dustin Diamond from Saved by the Bell. It's a fantastic story, but there's also there's a lot of stuff. I perform for the military a lot, so there's a really cool look at a couple of tours through Iraq, and there's Asia and a few other places.
Diamond, that's Screech, right?
Yeah.
Nobody knows who the hell Dustin Diamond is.
Screech.
Dustin Diamond sounded like a porn actor. Well, I guess Screech was that, right?
Basically, he put out his own. He's self released.
Have you done that?
Self published a porn tape?
Yeah, no. You're doing books and comedies. I figure.
Yeah, it's on. We're looking at the dailies from a couple of shoots we just did the other day, and I've got to get releases from the other parties because they didn't know I was taping. But then at the end of the day, it's gonna go quite well. I think you got to diversify. The more things you're in. Yes. I will not bite on that play on words.
Are we talking about cheerleaders again?
We always got to come back to sports somehow, Fred.
Good job.
Well, tell people how you can get the book. And I'm also just a little teaser. We're going to work with Slade on an audio version of it.
Which
will be available, which I'm excited about.
Oh, that should be fun.
And we're going to be doing a lot of stuff with all the Whiskey Brothers here in the next few months with the part of our audio publishing business, which I'm really excited
about.
I'm
incredibly stoked. And that seems to be the biggest question is, when is the audiobook coming out? You can get the Kindle version. You can get the paperback version. They're obviously on Amazon.com. You can go to your local bookstore and ask for it there. If you order them through Sladeham.com, they come signed. They're a little bit slower, but I can do that. And then the audiobook forthcoming.
Yeah. Well, that's going to happen soon.
You have trouble signing your autograph, they're slower.
It's one of those things. They're slower today. I've been out here signing books for topless women for 45 minutes. I got a little carpal tunnel, and
I was not gonna go
your
there.
Your face said everything. You thought it on the outside.
Every pervert out there was thinking it.
So Yeah, no, they just they take a little. Sometimes I'm on the road, and it take like I have to wait a week before I get back, and then I'll just do them all in one fell swoop.
Cool. Is book sales going well?
Incredibly well. Yeah, it was charting on Amazon for a while, and it's always a weird thing when something you make does well.
That is cool.
You start to see the comments and the reactions, and I couldn't be more proud of it. It's been, I mean, like I said, it's probably 18 years worth of stories crammed into a book.
I'm not familiar with your stand-up act and how it's matured or changed over the years, but do you find people are really, really into the stories away from, you know, backstage stories and as much as you've been into it this
long? I think the stand-up comedy world is fascinating to people. I think it is, the public speaking is the biggest fear above death. There are more people afraid of what I do for a living than there are people afraid of death, according to the stats. So I think when you do that for a living, and I think that radio is very similar. I think that those of us that perform in the public light, the public wants to know what makes you tick, what's going on back there, what happens where we go to be entertained. They want to know everything, whether it's behind the scenes photos from a movie shoot or from a stand up comedy perspective or from any of the things we do. I think people just are fascinated by that. So I try to answer some of those questions in the book.
What is it? Is it HBO or Showtime that has the show now? That's all about comedy and backstage or at a comedy club in the 70s.
Yeah. And I haven't watched it yet. That's why I don't know the name. I was just talking about this with somebody the other day.
I caught a few minutes of it once a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, man, I may need to go back and watch it from the beginning.
It
seemed pretty cool, though.
To really, like, watching anything stand-up related for me, it's so hard to do.
Really? Even other performers too?
Yeah, I don't watch a lot of comedy. I watched all of Dave Chappelle's specials that recently came out, and I watched Chris Rock, Chris Rock's Tambourine. And some of those masters I try to watch, but the rest of me, I'm so honest to God terrified of what I call the bleed, that I'm going to look up 6 months from now and have some brilliant idea.
And you stole her.
I wouldn't say stole, but like
the inception of the bit. So you'd rather just steal their bits without watching?
Yeah, I just like to take them flat out. I email people and I go, what was your favorite bit from the last Bill Burr special? And then I just do that.
And then you can distance yourself from it.
I can pass a lie detector test that says I never watched the special. Really where the devil is in the
excellent.
Details.
Excellent. Yeah. But that's why I, for the most part, don't listen to other talk shows in the city, because I don't want to get on a topic. I want whatever take I have on that topic to be mine.
To be fresh. Yeah. And if it happens to be parallel thinking with someone else, then we'll certainly deal with it. But I don't ever want that to just be.
It has to be such a challenge, too, because, I mean, even among the great ones, not a lot, but there are times where you say, hey, I know that bit. I've heard it from someone else, and it's the exact same topic, and obviously they have their own flavor or taste to it, and you know they didn't steal it.
Of course not.
But it's the same story.
Well, I thought if you watch Chris Rock's Tambourine in particular, he opens with this gun control bit, and I thought some of the, I almost never call Chris Rock derivative, but certainly there were some lines that you would heard or seen memed or that had kind of crept out into the public domain. And make no mistake, Chris Rock wrote every single second of that. The fact that there may have been some, I won't say layups, but a little easier to get to punches sprinkled throughout the way, it's still wrapped up in this huge thing and has a Chris Rock bow on it. So you do see a little bit of that. I try to avoid it where possible. Hopefully, you know, when I walk on stage, you're getting 100% me.
Cool.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to bring in the other Whiskey Brothers.
Trouble.
Here. Yeah, this should be interesting. Yeah, this is, realistically, this is the only way I can get my wife to listen to the show is to have you two guys on now. Like, Slade's her favorite. Well, Sam, she hadn't met Sam until the other night, but she's a big fan of his, right? It has been for a long time, and she'd had a few, and went up to give him a hug. I love you, Slade.
She went right past me. And Sam was like, I love you too. Hi, I'm Sam.
It was a 50-50 shot, right? You know?
She's fantastic. If you're listening, hello.
Quick break. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. No, A.J., he'll be back on Monday. Jerome Solomon filling in. And the best thing about having all of the Whiskey Brothers in is that it gets me out of the shot for the TV thing. It's just you guys.
Tricky.
It's a wide lens, but not that wide.
Not that wide, no. Oh, of course, now John goes and changes it.
That's better.
Great.
That's better.
So Rob Muggle and Sam Damaris join us.
Good to be here. Thanks for having us.
Hey, everyone. Hang on. How's it doing? I can't talk.
Did y'all just discuss Slade's dragon book? Is that what I meant?
Yeah.
Is that where he fights?
You can't call it a dragon book.
Yeah, you think fight elves or something? Is that what? I haven't read it. I haven't looked at it yet. It looks like good, though. It looks good.
Thank you, Rob. It's one of my best friends in the world.
Yeah, it's in English, I think.
I wrote a Dungeons & Dragons book.
I liked it better when it was called Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
This is why we didn't have them on with Mira.
No, it's a great read. It's a page-turner. It really is. I don't know.
And you're just turning the pages without looking at the words, right?
I mean, it looks... I'm a speed reader. Is my name in here anywhere?
If it's not the Bible, Rob hasn't read it. Yeah.
Am I in this anywhere? And I'm not going to read it.
Yes.
I am in it? Am I in it? Okay.
The night we stole the 8-foot-tall banana from the bar in Austin.
The one show I didn't do.
Yeah, that was a whole different... Yeah, we had to... We went Ocean's 11 on this little bar in Austin, and we went in one night after a show at Cap City, and they had this... It was like an 8-foot-tall, dreadlocked, stuffed banana, and it was the bar mascot. And the minute we walked in, instantly, I just looked over and I go, that's leaving with us. Y'all know this. And we had to get so many of these Austin hippie kids drunk. It was hilarious. Like, come on, I'm buying shots. And then I'd take them in and get them like rock gut bar whiskey. And they would all make faces because all they've been drinking is cucumber martinis because they're Austin hippies. And they couldn't handle the whiskey. But while they were all halfway throwing up, we grabbed their banana and we made it. So, you're in there.
Great.
Were y'all running down the street carrying an 8-foot banana?
Yeah.
You just walked out with it.
I think we returned it the next day, didn't we?
We did. Because you can't brag about stealing something the alternative was we were going to have to take it back like the Thomas Crown Affair and paint it like a golden tea machine and stick it in the corner and then turn the sprinklers on and have it turn back into the banana. But we didn't do that.
Yeah. So tell me about, I know you guys travel a lot. Give me some good travel stories.
Oh, man. Was that softball enough?
Yeah, right?
Oh, man.
Wonder if we have any of those.
So Slade and I, we've gone all over the world doing stuff for the military, right? And we could tell you stories from Kosovo and Romania or whatever. But one of the weirdest ones actually happened just outside of Shreveport, Louisiana. We're on our way to a base in Shreveport. We're in Nacogdoches. This cop gets behind me. And when the cops get behind me, I do this thing where I like to pull my foot off the gas. And I'm eventually going so slow that I'm not even worth the ticket. He's just so frustrated. He just doesn't want to see me anymore. So he gets over to the left lane, pulls up next to me, looks inside, looks right at my face, and then drops back and pulls me over. And Slade looks at me and goes, hey, man, he's profiled you. He can't do that. And I was like, just be white. Nothing will happen to you.
It's Nacogdoches. I mean, like, this is so the cop has us. We're sitting there, and the cop does that divide and conquer move where he leaves me in the passenger seat and then he takes Sam to the back of the car.
Yeah, first word out of his mouth is step out of the car. I'm like, no license, registration. I got it in my hand. Yeah.
So he's got Sam back there. You're back there, and I'm watching all of this transpire in the rearview mirror with my window down, and I'm listening, and I'm giggling a little bit
because he gets me out of the car, and the first thing he says, "Where are you headed to in such a hurry?" And if I'm gonna do the gig, I'm gonna use it. I looked right at his face and was like, "We're on our way to an Air Force base to do a show for the United States Armed Forces." Yeah, me and my buddy, we've been to like 17 different countries, all doing shows. Where you can hear the Star Spangled Banner playing behind me. Like,
I got my hand on my heart, and I'm
laying it so thick. They're like, "We don't even do it for the money. We do it for the love, just to sub to give back." Wait, while I'm sitting here counting how I'm gonna spend this check, and I'm just looking this cop in his face, just like, "If you write this ticket, there's a special place in hell." You know what I mean?
But I'm listening to all of this, right? I know what's going on. And the cop goes, "All right, well, wait, I see him tell Sam to hold." And then he comes back up to my window and he goes, So just a couple quick questions. Where are you guys headed?" And I go, "We're going to see his uncle about a business deal in Texarkana."
"Get on the ground. I need to look around the car." And I'm like, I had it. Could you not be a comedian for one day, you idiot? And a cop tells Slade to step out of the car. And when Slade does, he has our orders that they gave us that give us base access. And so he shows it to the cop. He goes, hey, man, he told you we were comedians. We were just having fun with you. And the cop was like, man, that's not cool.
And I go, neither is racism, dude. And we just...
yeah, he goes, neither is racism, but I'm not judging you.
He's
and I'm
just
like,
trying to get your ass whooped, right?
Yeah, I'm like, hey, dude, I got a kid. Don't give me a shot.
I was like, she's young. She barely knows you. It's okay.
Slade's over here. We shall overcome.
Like, you already overcame. It's my turn. Like, I was trying to get out this ticket. Now, to the cops.
Hey, Mississippi Burning. I got to get to the gig.
He did not write us up. He did not. He let us go with a warning. And because I'm pretty sure when it's like, one, we're actually on our way to do a show for the military. Mm-hmm. And two, Slade looked at him and was like, we know what you did. So it was one of those like, yeah, I probably shouldn't write this one.
I won't be telling this story tonight at the first responder show at the Improv. Yeah. I love you guys.
Yeah. I've got a great story where I dropped Sam off at a police station one time.
with a note saying, you can raise them better than I can.
Yeah.
Give him a good life.
You just left on the front porch like Benjamin Button.
Good
put
times.
Me in a basket and sent me up river.
You can find stories like that and how to kill all the dwarves of Madagascar by Slade Ham. It's available at finer bookstores.
The Flaming Sword of Slade Ham.
Yeah, until all the dragoons. Yeah.
And Fred, you guys, you know, there comes a point where you've been friends with a dude so long that you've said every nice thing you can possibly say. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, am I proud of my buddy for publishing a book? Yes. Will I ever say that again after today? No. I don't
seem to feel this pride that you claim. Even if you say that, it didn't even sound anywhere near legitimate.
If I
didn't like him, I could destroy this book. This is out of love and compassion. So you can find Get All the Demons at some of your finer libraries around the country. Don't spend a dime on this guy's book. Now,
this is how y'all treated him after it came out. When he first said he was writing it, I assumed that y'all pretty much gave the same. Oh, he had to sneak it out on him?
Come on, man.
When you look on Amazon and you see used and new from $7.99, that's me. So I just was like, I don't even care that I'm losing money. I just want him to know that I can sell your book for half as much. Like a car. The second I drove it off the lot,
if you
worthless.
Want a copy of this, I've got them for $3.99. You can go to Rob Mungle.
Go to robmungle.com and let me know how that realtor's doing.
Your book is ranked on Amazon because your boys are selling it back and forth to each other, right?
I bought 20 copies. And I'm selling them, It's like a pyramid scheme.
Little known number. It only costs about $200,000 to have a bestseller.
Wintertime, it's going to keep my apartment warm. I don't have to run
this
my heater.
This is all a massive Ponzi scheme to sell books. There's only one. This is the only copy.
Why it's not signed yet, Fred?
We just sell it to 16 different people. They hold on to it for a week, and then we send a dog into it's like a gypsy dog.
Oh, the one that eats your jewelry and then runs back to the village?
Right, yeah. That's what they... So you can get a copy of Gypsy Dog by Slade Ham, available at truck stops around the country for $14.95.
We do this.
Do you regret bringing this on yet?
Yeah. So how about them Astros? Those guys have any knees left in the catching pool? What happened? Follow sports.
They'll be fine. Yeah. We didn't bring you here for sports. One of these days, I'll bring you here to talk horse racing when people care about it.
Oh, yeah. The
5 weeks out of the year that people care.
Yeah.
But I do have a little bit of a bone to pick with you because I don't really pay attention to what's on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So my wife has to tell me when somebody's put something up on Facebook. And you posted something about sports radio and how much it must suck at this time. On the same day you're coming on my show.
This was 2 days ago. And you know what? In my defense, this is what happens. You get guys like us because I said they should shut down every sports radio station between middle of June and middle of July. There's nothing to talk about. Because I was like, are we going to break down Astros Royals for 6 hours? I mean, but God bless you. You guys do it. I'm a fan. But I don't know how you do it.
don't talk a lot of sports.
Yeah, you just bring guys like, see, this is us. We're here. No, there's no football. There's no basketball. We go to LeBron is a mercenary. Okay, there's 30 seconds. What are we going to do for 23 more hours?
Wrap it up.
Yeah, shut it down.
No, I don't do Facebook at all, hardly. I mean, I'm on it just because I have to be, but I never go there. Today, in fact, and this is not going to be funny, but I'm sure y'all will make fun of it somehow.
Give the story.
I got a notice popped up on my screen, said, you know, somebody's having a birthday and three of your friends or whatever. So I clicked it just for the hell of it. Never do it. One of them passed away a few months ago.
Oh, no.
I clicked on it, this page anyway. And there's a list of people like, hey, happy birthday. How's work? What's going on the job? See, I told y'all that's not funny.
It is funny, though.
It is funny. Because no one cares. Like, I wish happy. I used to, every day, I made it a point to, if I saw your name was in that birthday list, I made it a point to send things out. And just every single one of those people, I was like, it's just my thing. When I wake up, when I log into Facebook, I do it. And then one day I just started looking. I was like, I don't know how I know you. I don't know if you're alive. I don't know if you owe me money. Like,
this is actually a real thing because there's a lot of what they call zombie accounts of people that passed away, but they didn't leave their passwords or anything.
They call them zombie accounts?
They call them zombie accounts because they still exist on Facebook, but no one has a way to delete the account. And people will call, like their relatives say, hey, this person died. Is there anything? It's like, no, we can't do anything because you have to have it.
Facebook has now the ability to memorialize an account. But I look at some of my friends and I'm like, now I'm conscious of it. Like, the same way I won't leave anything in my Google search history just in case I get in a wreck on the way home and that's the last thing. You know what I mean? I don't want you to know that was the last thing I searched for. Yeah. On the way home, I'm kind of that way about Facebook. Like, I'm like, man, you're stuck with whatever your cover photo is and your profile photo. And I know you were hammered last night and thought, you know, French kiss and the swordfish at the Italian fish market was going to be, but that's you forever if Facebook memorializes that.
My cover photo is the typewriter that says all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy over and over again from The Shining, and that will be there. And when I die, I totally want that there. Yeah. It's been there for like 5 years, and every time I think of changing it, I go and I look at it, and I'm like, no, that's me.
So clear your Google search history. Is that the equivalent of wear clean underwear now?
Yes. 1,000%. That I'm way more worried about my search history.
Yeah, mine actually says how to clean underwear when you go to Google. That and what's the latest book from Slade Ham? Where can I find
the father
all the
of
dragons are zombified? Available.
What was that part of
it? Finer grocery stores everywhere.
Dragons in there because dragons are hot these days. Is that
no? It's the
and
story.
It's got like was that Peter Pan that's fighting the dragon?
Stop, Rob. It's
that's a great story. By the way, I like how you just took. You just said, you know what? Screw it. I'm gonna have Peter Pan fight a dragon, and that's six chapters right there. It's like sports radio in July.
Funny story.
Whatever you want.
I just put a different cover on Peter Pan.
Well, Peter Pan was a 3-1 underdog in that fight.
Now available at grocery stores and garage sales around the world.
I heard that you tried to make it sports related for just a second. And Rob was like, no, it's not July, man.
What's the best you got? The U.S. Open? Tennis? What? Wimbledon? Who cares? Now,
Tom Brady does look like Peter Pan, though.
His knees are. They're 14-year-old knees, man.
Did you see the dude sticking his hands down his pants and smelling it at Wimbledon? Dude, listen.
Whatever Prince Charles wants to
Google. Not now. I won't Google it, but because we're leaving here in a minute. But
and you don't want it in your search history.
I don't want it in my search
history. Pants down in Wimbledon.
I'll send you. I've got it. Somebody just sent it to me earlier. There's a dude sitting on the bench, and he just keeps. He doesn't think anybody's watching. Like there aren't cameras at Wimbledon, and he's just
done with
casually. Slowly, like just and then doing like a sweat check. I don't know what it is. It's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. And he looks proud of himself, and it looks like he's sitting next to his brother who doesn't seem to care.
but did it stink?
He makes a face.
Harry and what's the name? I don't know. What's the other one's name? I don't follow the royal family.
Oh, Matilda. I don't know either.
I don't know.
That's where we want to go. Down the road to somewhere we don't know any of the people.
Him
too?
Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh.
Prince Mark and Harry, they're in chapter 14 of this new tome by Slade Ham. When all the winters have come and gone, with Peter Pan on the cover. It's a great read.
That is some nice art,
though. Promo for that book that I'm sure Slade did.
Yeah. You know what? I know how to sell. I'm a salesman. I don't know how to upsell.
Sure.
Yeah.
I
can't sell myself, but this, 200-page, Slade Ham opus.
I can see you doing a late night infomercial going, get Roxy clean or slap chump.
All you kids out there in video land, this is the new book.
It's with a foreword by Christopher Titus, who also will vouch for it.
Yeah.
So now, is this what we get on Whiskey Brothers podcast?
No, we're way more controlled than that. We would never do this on a real show. No, I did it just to see Brett.
That's not on you guys.
No, we do a podcast that is substantially more adult than this conversation, and also way less worried about, we pull no punches at all. And this is the tame version of us. But praisewhiskey.com, at praisewhiskey on everything else. But if you get a chance, Google the Whiskey Brothers.
By the way, that was Germany's soccer team's coach that was not at Wimbledon where the guy did the thing in the hand. Somebody on Twitter just lit you up, fool.
Oh, well, then yell at me. I'm sorry. It looked like it was in a bullpen at a...
Look, I'm supposed to be the one who says all the white dudes look alike, not you.
All right, guys. Appreciate you coming in. We got to go to break here.
Yeah, great to be. Great to have us. Thanks.
Thanks for letting us crash.
We'll do it again. And check them out, man. All three of these guys. Very, very funny individually and obviously together. Worth checking out the podcast. Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.